The scars of war in Sarajevo are hard to miss, and people here say Radovan Karadzic is responsible for most of them. The holes left by mortars have been filled with red paint. Blood was spilled here. Instead of advertising on the walls of this main market, there are the names of 67 victims killed by a single Serb shell in 1994. For this Bosnian teenager on a summer job, war meant a generation lost.
The small children, they didn't have a childhood. They don't have parents to take them to the zoo, to the school.
This is a copy of the Karadzic indictment. It is a long list of atrocities, including the shelling of civilian gatherings from positions high above the city, just like this one. And one of the counts in the indictment is the Sarajevo sniping, which basically reads that throughout the siege, there has been a systematic campaign of deliberate targeting of civilians by snipers of the Bosnian Serb military and their agents. The sniping campaign, the indictment continues, has terrorized the civilian population of Sarajevo and has resulted in a substantial number of civilian casualties. It is with these images in mind that people here watched Karadzic's first day in court.
For people that have lost close relatives, I'm sure it'll be very hard to watch this butcher on TV.
As much as this trial is going to be very difficult for victims, very difficult, I think that this is going to help a reconciliation of the people of Bosnia.
Reconciliation between Serbs and Muslims in Bosnia is a slow and difficult process that Karadzic's televised trial may not speed up. Less than 20 minutes away from downtown Sarajevo, Bosnian Serbs believe the man on the dock at The Hague is not a war criminal.
I can talk, I will cry for him. He's a good man. He's our leader, he's... We all are Karadzic.
There were three sides in the war. The other two presidents died as heroes, she says, referring to the Bosnian Muslim and Croat presidents who passed away in recent years. But our leader is accused of war crimes. For the people of Sarajevo, the trial may not bring closure, nor will it bring back the more than 10,000 who died here during the 44-month-long siege blamed on Karadzic's forces. But many Bosnians today felt that justice was being served. Alessio Vinci, CNN, Sarajevo.